Monday morning, April 12th, came gray and early. There was fog, and they couldn't helicopter in, so they must drive, leaving at 6:45. Monday, I had vacillated all over the compass on going back to Washington, doing my duty, taking care of Susan, or staying here, doing what I wanted to, working, walking, lying in the sun. Lyndon had settled it, as he does many things, by saying, "I'm not going to have you go back to Washington. I'll take just as good care of Susan as if you were there. You stay here and I'll be back Thursday." I blessed him for it, feeling all the time that I was getting more than my share of good things. But I told him goodbye and blithely settled down to having 3 days of my very own. The first thing was to say goodbye to Mr. and Mrs. Loney, and it was such a sweet parting. She expressed so straightforwardly, so simply, what this trip had meant to her. She had dreamed of it, she said, for 50 years, coming back, seeing all the school children who had grown into middle age, the countryside she'd remembered as a girl and a young woman, and to come back in this way. Well, it was a dream come true. One more small star in Lyndon's crown. Linda Bird sleepily wanted me to cuddle up in bed with her, but the day lay too deliciously before me, so I began to plan and telephone. I got Nancy Negley, promised to join me at the Johnson City House a little past 10. I organized my work, and then I set out for 3 or 4 delightful hours of arranging the inauguration exhibit, the Life in the White House exhibit, hanging the old Johnson City picture, laughing every time I looked at it, a series of youth pictures, and putting under the glass top table the intimate family life pictures, talking all the problems with Jesse and the planting. And then Nancy and I took a break for a very late lunch back at the ranch. And while here, I called the White House and spoke on a telephone that had a speaker attached to the gathered guests in the library. Margie McNamara and Lucy were substituting for me in receiving a painting of dogwood done by a first lady long ago, Mrs. Benjamin Harrison, who had begun the china collection. Lucy was delighted. Said, "Mother, I'm glad to be doing something I know something about." We just finished a term paper on art. Then I attempted to settle with Marvin these difficult problems of substituting for me in choosing colors, fabrics, decorative items for Lennon's little office with Mrs. Smith, and then back to the Johnson City House. It was a long day with a pleasant sense of accomplishment, and nobody could be more fun than Nancy to work with. And she'd brought me 2 little underdog sketches that I treasure. The Roy Whites arrived at 6 with Olga Brett. Nancy must leave us, so we drove back to the ranch. Had drinks leisurely in the living room for about 2 hours. Roy is one of those people it's so comfortable to work with because he truly loves my little projects. Olga, I found, had had a date with Jesse. We worked on the sketch, the signpost, and then they left, and I went to my room to have dinner on a tray, to crawl into bed alone at 8 o'clock. A strange but luxurious feeling. Linda had gone into town to see Carolyn and Warry Lynn to spend the night at the Zeta House, talk about returning to the university with her counselor. It's good medicine and good sense to be by yourself sometime. I enjoyed it.